This is MSO Sports. We're back now once again with Winthrop High School coach Dale Dunbar. Coach, welcome back, and damn, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know,
yeah, it's one step closer, that's all it is. You know, it's nice to be here, it's nice to get to the Garden, but, you know, it's not done yet.
Yeah, I know, but it is worth looking back on, because it's been such a great high school hockey season all the way around, a competition on the North Shore with the Cape Ann League, the Catholic Conference, the Northeastern Conference, been some spectacular games. But your boys have been steady, Dale, and it looks with the semifinals, you're beating the number one seed in Stoneham. Not only is your defense typical, but you guys came up with a pretty good offensive output over the weekend.
Yeah, we've been getting pucks to the net and getting some timely goals, and it's been nice to play with a lead, obviously. So yeah, it's you know me. We keep preaching defense wins championships, and all of our offense will come from defense and special teams, and that seems to be how it's unfolding.
Tell me about the Stoneham game, the preparation for the Stoneham game, because you guys at number five, Stoneham at number one, and you know a lot about each other. So what was the ebb and flow like for that game?
Well, I went to see them play. I went up to Woburn to see them play North Reading, and, you know, they were very, very fast. They really dominated North Reading, even though the score was 3-1, they got those three goals early. They had to kill off a bunch of penalties, but you know they have some really good forwards, and I really like number five, their defenseman. So you know we really knew that we'd have to stop them before they got going, and fortunately with our the way we can smother teams, it really worked to our favor.
You know, getting five goals, you know, winning 5-1, you guys have had so many close games in the playoffs in particular. Was there any point at which you really felt like you were in control, your team was in control, and not that you could relax, but say, you know, if we just keep doing what we're doing, we're going to be okay?
Yeah, with about a minute to go in the game, we were up 5-1. That's why I felt good about it.
Okay. I know
you
better.
You never know. You know, it's the high school kid. Even pros blow leads. You just, as long as, you know, our motto has been, keep our structure and discipline. If we stick to our structure of how we want to play and our, our philosophies, and then, the discipline behind sticking to that, executing it and staying out of the box, then we'll give ourselves a chance to win, and we really have been doing that. So that's the results that we're getting. Plus, I think, we're playing three lines. Other teams are playing two, and it's a huge difference. I mean, we're wearing teams down right now. We're not tired. So to be able to throw out three lines and comfortably, it makes a huge difference. And we can see that we're now fresher in the third period than we've ever been, because we're just putting trust in a checking line. And I truly feel if you watch any championship team, they have really strong third and fourth lines, which enables the top two lines to just go. Well, and that's what's happening.
Let's talk about that in public schools, especially small schools like we have in the conference, and Winthrop in particular. You know, that's a luxury that the Catholics have. They can roll out three, four sets of defensemen. So yep. Please tell me about all your guys. Who's doing it for you on that checking line, and how you rotate these guys, and how much ice time they get.
Oh, they get a lot of ice time. I mean, I'm putting trust in them to we're rolling them out every other time. So I mean, obviously, the high minutes have to go to your high-end guys. Our best players need to be our best players, and they have been. So, they get all the specialty minutes, and, if I feel I can get a face-off on the offensive end and the other team's a little tired, I'll roll them right back out, double-shift them. But more so than not, we've been just rolling them, and they've been very responsible. The third line gave up the goal the other night, and you know, I wasn't happy about it because their only job is to neutralize and not take a penalty, but and not get scored on. But, you know, other than that, they've been playing great hockey. Yeah. You know, we're just playing discipline, make the team have to go 200 feet to score a goal.
How do you match up lines, Dale, in the tournament where you're playing teams sometimes that you haven't seen before? So how do you – or do you match up lines? Let me ask that question.
Well, we're going to be the home team on Sunday. We haven't been the home team really the last couple of games. So, you know, they get the last change. They can see what we have. But it doesn't matter to me. You know, when you have confidence in the three lines, I can throw them out against anybody because, you know, they're going to be seeing the top three every other time. So it's been just more of a trust thing, and I feel really good about it. No matter where the faceoff is, even on our end, I'll throw the third line out, and they've been great. So again, that's a huge bonus to be able to have that at this time of the season, where I don't have to worry about, you know, I'm even using 10 forwards. So if I have 10 forwards, the other team's using 6. We can afford to wear them down and cause some mistakes and be physical, and that's what's happened.
The spare guys you have, I want to use that word in quotes. Have they had a lot of experience this year?
Yeah. Oh no, they've played. They've been on third line mostly the whole year. I'll rotate another kid in there once in a while. I don't play four lines. I'll carry an extra forward or two and try to just roll them through if I have the luxury. But we usually don't score a lot of goals either. You know, like I say, it's a game of three. So we're trying to get to three. So a lot of times we're not scoring a lot of goals either. So I try to incorporate them as much as I can, but it's not all the time. And, you know, they know it. The way I tell them right up front, listen, I can't promise you're going to get a lot of minutes. It'll dictate how the game's going, but you know, you got to be ready that if I do need you, you're ready to go over the wall and do the job.
You get this far along in the season, Coach. The experience has been that in order to do that, you got to have a pretty tight-knit team. These kids must care for each other.
Yeah, they do. They do. I think most high schools do. I mean, I can't say anything about, you know, the Catholic kids or those prep school kids where kids don't really grow up together, playing together all the way up the ranks. But when you get out of public school, these kids have played together since they were kids, and, you know, it means a lot to them, and they grow those lifelong relationships through the years, and it does weigh a lot when you're in these situations. These kids truly want to win for each other, and when you have that type of, you know, bond, that lifelong bond, that's another added bonus.
I'm going to ask you about Dedham in a minute, but I want to ask you, Dale, the four-team playoff, the four-nation playoffs. I read so much about, and I saw the game, but I read so much about how U.S. versus Canada, USA versus Team Canada, of course, it revived 1980, and we all know the Winthrop connection there. Is that something that... I don't know. It's ancient history for high school kids, but then to see this, do kids get invested in that? Do they follow along for that kind of stuff in high school?
You know, I'm not so sure. I mean, I'd say some of our kids really watch it as fans. Others are just, you know, maybe not as invested in it as a Canadian would be. It's gospel there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, most kids, if you're a hockey fan, a hockey player, yeah, you know, especially when it was in Boston. But, you know, we asked our kids a couple of times if they saw the night before, and they said yes, because we tried to draw some analogies from it. And, I just think it was such a great thing for hockey, great thing for the countries involved. And the NHL is, you know, hit a grand slam.
Well, I'm pretty sure I read that, you know, volunteer coach Ruzioni did say that it was really spectacular for American hockey, and that despite the fact that USA lost, it showed that Americans can compete with Canadians. And you know, that I don't think kids understand how huge that is, because you know, when I moved to Massachusetts, man, all six NHL teams, there weren't any Americans on the teams at all.
Right. Well, it's fun. I mean, when I was coming up in 85, I'd say, oh boy, maybe like 10%, if that, was Americans.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Vancouver, my first camp, it was only myself and Craig Cox, our tough kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it for Americans. I mean, it was just the two of us. So we hung a lot together. And but now it's I want to say that stat is up to, I'm almost positive, it's like 52% maybe.
Wow.
Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard something. And you got to remember, you know, the Canadians, the Europeans, and I'm not saying the Americans, but when you put on the shirt for your country, it's a lot different than playing for a Stanley Cup. You know, you're playing for your city
mm-hmm. And
your Stanley Cups. Here, you're playing for your country. So it means a real lot to these guys to put that sweater on. And I think that's what the NHL really, you know, banked on. And they got back in spades. I mean, the rinks were packed. The final game at the Garden for the Four Nations, right? There was a lot more Canadian fans, it seemed like, than there was anything else.
Well, so, there's a lot going on right now, Coach. You know, but you made a great point, and I want to reel it back into Winthrop, because you put that Winthrop jersey on, and you are in every single high school. You're playing for your city, and the kids get to know that pretty darn fast when they play their first varsity game and see how many people are there supporting them. So it's an awesome thing. And Winthrop, you guys have come a long way. We're going to talk later in the week as you prepare for the championship on Sunday.
Yep.
But let's turn our attention to Dedham at this point, Coach. So, you know, you just played on Saturday, and here it is Monday. What do you know about Dedham?
I watched them for two periods against Hudson. They're skilled. Their goaltender looks solid. You know, it's going to be – we played Dedham a few years back when my guy coach for 3 years, Danny Lynch, was the coach. And they were very good. I mean, they were very good. And you know, now looking at it, I mean, you got a 5 against a 6 seed. So, you know, it's going to be a bounce here or there. Hopefully, we're on the right side of those bounces. But I anticipate a very, very tight checking, very close game. That's going to be, like I said, probably won by a mistake. So we'll see.
All right.
No crystal balls. All we can do is play the way we play and see how it unfolds.
All right, final question, Dale. I don't want to get into evaluating officials, because that's I have great respect for hockey referees and all officials in all sports. It's so difficult to do that. But I got to ask you about self-discipline. In order to get this far, your team, I'm presuming, has played with great discipline.
Yeah, we've been staying out of the box big time. We had one penalty last game, and unfortunately, which drives me insane, it was for too many men on the ice. The game before, I don't think we had a penalty. We might have had. Oh no, we had one penalty against Littleton. I don't know. Well, there was a couple,
mm-hmm.
but not, you know, nothing like regular season, because of the magnitude of it.
Right.
You got to make sure you're just keeping your feet moving. You're playing within the whistles. Nothing after the whistles. You know, I tell my kids, there's no penalty acceptable to me in the offensive zone or the neutral zone. Only in the D zone, and only if it's gonna prevent the goal. Any retaliatory or feel good penalties because somebody got you, those I will not tolerate.
I'm just thinking, Coach, I wouldn't want to be the player or the assistant coach responsible for being too many men on the ice and facing you. So I get that. I'm glad to hear that your kids is doing so good. Dale, I wish you, first of all, congratulations. That's awesome you guys have gone so far. And I want to talk to you later on in the week before the game.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anytime, Rick.
All right, Coach, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it.
That is Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.